USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A heat wave blamed for at least 3 deaths over the weekend, expected to finally break today for the people who've been living under that dome of high pressure, which sent temperatures soaring over the weekend from the Midwest to the East Coast. Some relief finally coming today as a front will be moving through, bringing possibly severe thunderstorms across those regions.
I believe yes, no doubt about it.
That's a top Democrat's response when he was asked if he thinks President Trump is a racist. Maryland Representative Elijah Cummings, speaking on ABC's This Week, also defending the so-called squad, the 4 Democratic women of color in Congress who President Trump's been feuding with.
These are folks and women who love their country, and they work very hard, and they want to move us towards that more perfect union.
USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Puerto Rico's governor says he will not seek re-election next year after a week of protests and calls for him to step down. Ricardo Rossello says he's going to quit as the head of his new progressive party as well. Protesters have filled the streets of San Juan calling for his resignation over leaked text messages between him and top aides, which ridiculed hurricane victims and other political figures. Thousands of people are expected to attend the 110th NAACP convention, a 5-day event that got started yesterday at the Cobo Center in downtown Detroit. With another Democratic presidential debate around the corner, there are some major politicians who will be speaking at the convention, including Cory Booker and Amy Klobuchar. At the British Open Sunday,
in Ireland's Shane Lowry is an Open champion.
That is heard on NBC Sports. It was Shane Lowry's first major victory in his career. And this is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
2 top Trump administration officials are abroad talking trade. USA's Chris Barnes has the detail.
U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo meeting with his Mexican counterpart for trade talks in Mexico City, discussing trade and immigration, as in June, the Trump administration tied trade and immigration together with a threat of stiff import duties on Mexican goods beginning July 22nd if the neighbor to the south does not act to stem the flow of illegal immigrants to the U.S.-Mexican border. Meanwhile, National Security Advisor John Bolton's in Tokyo discussing trade issues between Japan and South Korea. A trade dispute between those two U.S. allies has been threatening the global supply of smartphones and memory chips. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A new law in Oregon allows students to take mental health days now just as they would sick days. The teams behind the bill say it's meant to respond to a mental health crisis throughout all schools. Governor Kate Brown signed the measure into law. The Oregon Health Authority reports suicide as the second leading cause of death among those in the state ages 10 to 34. Nearly 17% of 8th graders say they've considered taking their own life within the last 12 months. Haley Hardcastle is an 18-year-old from suburban Sherwood who introduced the bill along with other student leaders. She says it changes the stigma around mental health and encourages kids to be honest with their parents if they're struggling. Listen to us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.